Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham in our operations area. It's 4 o'clock Eastern. It's time for your briefing on Tropical Storm Ada. Here's the latest information. The wind 70 miles an hour, moving north at 12 miles an hour. The pressure is 990 millibars. And right now, about 65 miles west-southwest of St. Petersburg, Florida. Let's start looking at the latest information, starting with looking at the satellite here. Well, we've been talking about this, talking about all this dry air. So the orange colors, the red colors, that's very dry air. This is the water vapor imagery. So, you know, right here, the center of Ada, yeah, the whole storm is surrounded by dry air. So it's been a battle. It's been keeping it where it can't get too strong. It became briefly hurricane strength and now tropical storm strength. So not a whole lot of precipitation, not a whole lot on the left side, but still impacts on the right-hand side, and that's incorporating a large portion of Florida here. And actually, when you start looking at the actual radar, you can see some of the heavy rainfall, and we've also had some severe weather associated with this. Remember, when you look at these systems and you take the center and you draw a line, a quadrant here, most of your tornadoes occur in this quadrant, 90% of them. So you look at Tampa, you look at Lakeland, Sebring, Orlando, any one of these areas could experience some of those tornadoes inside these rain bands. Let's look at these rain bands. A strong one going to be impacting Tampa and Sarasota over the next hour. You could get tropical storm force winds, heavy rainfall in these rain bands. We talk about all those all the time. But the other one, look how far away from the center, Sebring, back towards portions of Monroe, and even getting into to Lake Okeechobee and even Broward County, where we don't need any more rain. Some of those showers getting very close in those areas. So you don't have to be right around that center to see some of these big impacts. And the other impact here is storm surge and that onshore flow piling up the water in places like Tampa Bay, 3 to 5 foot of storm surge. That water gets into the bay and just kind of fills up all those areas. The water piles up, and that's what you really got to watch out for. And even further south, Charlotte Harbor, 2 to 4 foot of storm surge in some of these areas. So that's something to be mindful. Listen to those local officials. We're going to be getting into low tide here this evening, but then high tide overnight tonight. There may be still time to take precautions, take preparations, move your car, but listen to those local officials. It's just so important. And we were looking at some of the gauges. We are seeing some of those gauges already come up in some of these areas. And this is a good indication how you can see the water gets into Tampa Bay and gets into some of these areas through the Air Force Base, getting up towards Tampa, just really fills up every low-lying area. So it's something to be mindful of. And looking at some of those gauges, we are seeing some of those rises. So we're looking at these, Clearwater Beach, the entrance to Tampa Bay, Old Port Tampa, every one of these areas, 2, 2.5 foot, and that's the storm surge. That's what's going into low tide. As we come up to high tide overnight, you're going to see some of those values increase. So listen to those local officials. It's so important. And the rainfall, same thing here, six inches possible in some of these areas. Most places, four to six inches. Tampa down to Fort Myers could get 2 to 4 inches. So keep off the roads, dangerous travel, and we'll keep you posted here from the National Hurricane Center on Tropical Storm Ada.